Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry. From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun, fun, and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Well, the Ole Opry House was built long ago, but this time, Pop's rolled up his sleeves, Mom's removed her fascinator, and the young'un's given a piece of thick candy to quiet him. They're all ready and waiting for the head man of the Opry to give the boys the signal to let her go. So here he is, the man with a great big howdy and a handshake for all, His Honor George D. Hayes, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louis Buck, and good evening, friends. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is on the air in the interest of American folk music. We open our show tonight by presenting the Golden West Cowboys in a lively hoedown known as Cindy. Here we go.
Way down south, she's so sweet, honeybee, swarm round her mouth.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm believing now.
When she saw me coming, she buckled up and cried. When I went leave her, she fade away and died.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
All right, boys, mighty nice. And now, friends, from that grand state of Texas comes a young man who has gone a long way in the field of folk music. Ernest Tubb, accompanied by his own Texas troubadours, will sing a very popular number entitled When the World Has Turned You Down.
It's been many months, dear, since we parted, and not one word have I heard from you. I'm so all alone and brokenhearted, and I wonder if you miss me too. When the world has turned you down, dear, I'll be waiting. When your friends can't be found, I'll be there. When your heart is sad and weary and no longer wants to roam, when you have no place to go, please come on home. Darling, I don't know just why you left me, but I know my heart is broken too. And if someday you should decide you want me, remember I'll be waiting here for you. When the world has turned you down, dear, I'll be waiting. When your friends can't be found, I'll be there. When your heart is sad and weary and no longer wants to roam. When you have no place to go, please come on home. Dear, if I have failed you, then I'm sorry. For I didn't mean to treat you wrong. If you should need me some sad tomorrow, you will always find me here at home. When the world has turned you down, dear, I'll be waiting. When your friends can't be found, I'll be there. When your heart is sad and weary and no longer wants to roam. When you have no place to go, please come on home.
Life on Earth, mighty fine. Yes, sir. Out in Grinders Switch, Tennessee, they seem to know more about what's going on in the world than they do in Washington, D.C. Our girl reporter from Grinders is here with some of the latest news of some of the goings-on out there. And she has a brand new song which was written especially for her by Wallace Fowler, a member of our own Grand Ole Opry cast. And now, Miss Minnie Pearl. Come on out here, Miss Minnie Pearl.
I'm just so proud to be here. I'm just so proud I could come. Well, sir, I'll tell you now, we had a wedding up at Grinders last Sunday. It won't mind. But we had one. It is right after meeting last Sunday. Well, Sadie Hanks and Zeb Leathers up at Grinders, they got married. Well, sir, now they had a nice wedding, but that ain't the kind I'm going to have when... If I ever get married, I got mine all figured out how I'm going to have it. Ooh, I'm going to have flowers and pallbearers and a veil. I am. That there's Hezzy's idea. That there's my feller. That's his idea to have a veil. He said he thought I'd look real handsome with a veil cleaned down over my face. Well, I'm going to do it just to please him. I'm going to send out them there little printed papers by inviting people to come to my wedding. I'm going to put a little notice down the side and say, if you can't come, just send. I'm going to fix it all up. I don't know when that's going to happen, though. That's a little far off right now. But I was telling you about Sadie and Zeb. They got married. They got married right after the meeting. And you know that preacher, he made a mistake, because when he got up to announce at their wedding, instead of telling Sadie and Zeb to come forward and get married, he got up there and said, now those who wish to be united in the holy bands of matrimony, come forward. Oh, I never seen such a stampede of women in my life. Ooh, tell you right now, they just about broke things up now. All I'm trying to get, that's how I got this bruise here on my elbow. Well, sir, though, I'll tell you about Sadie. She always said she aimed to marry a rich man. So she told Zeb, she says, now, Zeb, that there was a feller. She says, now, Zeb, if you save up $100, I'll marry you. But you know men are so scarce around our Grinders. Other day she looked at him, she says, Zeb, how much money you got saved toward that $100? He said, I got $1.98. She said, well, that's near enough. Now, let's get this thing over with. She married him. She wasn't taking no chance. I don't blame her. Well, I always figured I could get along a little better, though, up there at home if we had one of them there newfangled clocks in our front room. We got one of them old-fashioned, nice, awful pretty grandfather's clocks, and it goes awful slow sitting there in the front room when me and Hezzy are sitting there side by each. I'll tell you now, that old clock will go, take your time, take your time. I'd rather have one of them there new clocks that goes fast to ticking, saying, get together, get together, get together, get together. Woo! Well, I'm going to sing now. If them fellas will come out here and give me a little chord, I aim to sing one. I aim to rip off Pee-wee. If you give me chord, I aim to sing a new one tonight. And I'm not just fooling, neither. It's that darn called I'm looking for a feller. Let her go, fellers. I'm looking for a feller, and I ain't fooling nary a bit. I'm looking for a feller, the wedding trail of me to hit. If I find one that suits my taste, there ain't
For goodness sakes, Minnie Farrell, what's the idea of that highfalutin walk and those airs you're putting on there?
Why, Mr. Louie, I'm a-learning how to walk like a movie star. I written got me a leaflet all about it.
Land of living, what women won't do. Now, men...
Oh, I know, Mr. Louie. Most men are happy just to drop into a chair in a spare minute, put their feet up, sit back, and blow smoke rings.
Well, how can you blame them when there's rich, tasty, swell-burning Prince Albert smoking tobacco to give them so much smoking joy?
Mr. Louie, I wished I'd have counted the number of times you've switched the conversation on me.
Well, somebody has kept track of the number of smokes you get the makings of in every handy pocket package of Prince Albert. It's around 70 firm, quick-twirled, roll-your-owns, or about 50 fragrant, easy-packing pipe pulls.
Well, that there ought to make Prince Albert pretty economical to smoke.
Oh, sure. P.A. is easy on the purse, easy on the tongue, too. Mild and bite-free as it can be. Men, for a heap of smoking pleasure, every time you light up, just you try rich, mellow Prince Albert.
All right, the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry carries on as we introduce one of our newest acts, Curly Williams and his Georgia Peach Pickers. These farmers from South Georgia have a band which is as hot as they make 'em. Curly and the boys will give us Smoke on the Water.
Be a sad day coming for the foes of all mankind. They must answer to the people, and it's troubling their mind. Everybody who must fear them will rejoice on that great day when the powers of dictators shall be taken all away. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy. Smoke on the mountain where the heathen God stay, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day. For there is a great destroyer made of fire and flesh and steel, rolling toward the foes of freedom. They'll go down beneath its wheel. There'll be nothing left but vultures to inhabit all that land when our modern ships and bombers make a graveyard of Japan. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountain where the heathen God stays, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day. Along with Hitler, we'll be riding on the rail. Mussolini'll beg for mercy when his black shirt army fails. But there'll be no time for pity when the screaming eagle flies. That will be the end of Axis. They must answer with their lives. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountain where the heathen God stays, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day.
Might as well, Curly, might as fine. Friends, each Saturday night, the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry takes pride and pleasure in introducing two of Uncle Sam's fighting men, who are interviewed by Miss Trudy Brown of our staff. Here is Miss Trudy with two fine-looking young men. Take it away, Miss Trudy.
Thank you, Judge Hayes. When a soldier shows you a picture of his baby, you usually expect something in a bathing suit. But when Private Pete Hobbs showed us a picture of his baby and she was wearing a three-corner sarong, you see, Miss Hobbs is just 4 months old and Pappy's never seen her. So, our first telephone call went
to New York.
Wait
a minute, Trudy. That baby couldn't answer the telephone yet, could she?
Well, hardly. You don't know very much about babies, do you?
Oh, it's the first one I've ever had.
First one you've ever had. Look, you know, they tell me all babies look exactly alike. They have eyes and ears and nose and hair.
Well, mine doesn't. It balls an eagle.
Okay. Look, how come you haven't had a furlough?
Oh, that's a real military secret. I got all set for furlough, and then 2 days before I was going to get one, I had everything lined up. I had borrowed a little money and gotten the names and addresses of folks at home that I was going to call them, tell them their sons were okay. And,
yeah.
And next thing I knew, I was wake up in a cow pasture somewhere in Georgia. No sign of a furlough.
Well, cheer up. If you were home right now, you'd be walking the baby. Because when I talked to your wife in New York, it was crying so loud I could hear it all the way down here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Your baby may be bald, but she sure has powerful lungs.
Takes after her mother, I guess.
What's your daughter going to be when she grows up?
A girl, I guess.
Oh.
No, I don't know. She comes from a long line of senators and lion tamers.
Well, anything could go then. Your wife said everything was fine at home. She had the day off, and she spent the day washing out the baby's clothes. She wishes you could be with her. In fact, if you could be home tonight, what would you be doing?
Probably washing out the baby's clothes. No, but really and truly, I'd wash out all the baby's clothes in the world if I could get home tonight.
Well, we hope you can do that real soon. Thank you, Private Hobbs from New York City.
Thank you, Judy.
Goodbye. Our next telephone call went to Peel, Pennsylvania, where we talked to the mother of Corporal. He hasn't had time to sew his stripes on, Ed Carl. Hi, Ed.
Hi. Did you really talk to my mother?
I certainly did. And what she wanted to know first was, what have you been doing today?
Why, mostly sitting in the USO reading magazines.
Well, what have you been reading about?
Worms.
Worms?
Yes, I found out they had 9 pairs of hearts.
9 pairs of hearts, huh?
Uh-huh. Wouldn't I look silly in a loving contest?
Look, when you're not reading about worms, what do you do?
Well, I shoot pool. It helps me study my geometry.
That's the first time I ever heard that excuse. What else do you do?
Well, stand on a corner and watch people.
I know you do that at night, but what do you do during the day?
Oh, well, I just lay in bed and read the paper.
Now, look, you're the first soldier I ever saw that never worked.
Well, Trudy, I do something. I stay up all night to see all the fellas get in.
Oh, what do you call it in the Army?
Well, CQ.
Oh, that's a job any mother would love, isn't it? When I talked to your family up in Pennsylvania, your mother said that the family went to York today, and she said your brothers played with the girls.
I should have been there, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Your dad sold a carload of diamond crystal salt. In fact, everything was fine. If you could be home with them now, what would you do?
First, Mother, please make me a good home-cooked meal and tuck me in bed for the first long time.
Well, we hope she does just that. Thank you, Corporal Ed Carr of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, gentlemen, and you, Miss Trudy. And now Louis Buck has a special announcement right along this line.
Servicemen, the traveling camel caravans are still on the move. If the free music, comedy, and dancing show hasn't hit your camp yet, hold on. 12 more camps are on this week's schedule. Hope you all enjoy the show.
Thank you, Louis. Oh, Mac McGar, give us a little hoedown, please, sir, will you? Our Texas troubadour comes back to the home plate to knock out another home run as he sings one of his favorites, You Nearly Lose Your Mind.
Now if you love your mama and you treat her right, but she keeps on fuzzing at you every day and night, then she's gonna try to loan you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Rave on, brother, rave on. Now if your mama's mean, take a tip from me. Lock her up at home, Lord, but hang on to that key, cause she's gonna try to loan you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. But if your mama's good, I'll tell you what to do. Give her lots of love and love, but watch her closely too, cause she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. All picking blues out there, Tommy. All rave on a little man. Come home to your mama, find your clothes ain't clean. You can bet you're slipping if you get just what I mean, cause she's been trifling on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Rave on, son, rave on. Now you may have a mama who says that she is true. Wait till you get down and out and read and eat her too, then she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Now I've been a lot of places, there's not much I ain't done. But when it comes to women, Lord, I just don't trust a one, because they trifle on you. They'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. And it drives you crazy.
That's well, Ernest. Mighty fine. That was Ernest Cobb. What do you know, Louie? The other day I was in a town, just a small town, and there were three laundries in the town named Happiness Laundry.
Well, Judge, to get your laundry done at all these days sure is happiness, all right. But right now, I was thinking of another kind of happiness altogether. A man may need a clean shirt, but he can still be plenty happy sitting in a cloud of fragrant tobacco smoke.
Tasty, fragrant Prince Albert is a smoke to make a man happy.
I'll say it is. Rich, mellow, mild, and bite-free.
It's a pleasure, too, to have Prince Albert twirl up so quick and easy into firm, round, making cigarettes that don't go spilling out at the end.
You betcha. PA's crimped cut can be thanked for that, and for its packing so neat and burning so even in a pipe.
Then think of all the smokes you get in every handy pocket package of Prince Albert.
Mm-hmm. Around 70 rich-tasting roll-your-owns or about 50 cool, fragrant pipe pulls. Any way you look at it, Your Honor, Prince Albert's got extra smoking pleasure. It really rates being called the National Joy Smoke. Try it soon and see for yourselves, men.
Curry Williams and his Georgia Peach Pickers are on deck, and the number will be When the Sun Goes Down. Jimmy Self will sing it.
Now I don't know, but I've been told where the Eskimos live. It's mighty cold when the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down.
Dog howls and Indiana old Tom will prowl when the sun goes down.
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 She's hard to hold, honey, when the sun goes down. I can't stand to see my woman with another man when the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down.
Oh, when the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down.
She's hard to hold,
honey, when the sun goes down.
One was causing it all when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down.
She's hard to hold, honey, when the sun goes down.
Everybody now.
Let's have a little hoedown there, boy. Fire in the Mountain looks good. Let's go. Saturday night with another Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry devoted to American folk music. In the meantime, when you need a pickup man, take out that red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco and relax. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long and let's all keep smiling.
This program came to you from Nashville. This is the National Broadcasting Company.